Rip Nation, what's up? It's episode 2 of the Weekly Fire. Today is Friday, August 9th, 2019. And I'm joined by just an angel of a human.
Who?
Pizza Mike.
I've never been described like that before. Don't call me a human being ever again.
Okay. We have a ton of news that we're going to bring you. So this is the Weekly Fire, where we cover the hottest headlines, crypto's most burning questions, and we bring you some pretty heated debates. Pizza Mind and I, you know, we agree on a lot, but we also disagree on a lot. So we're going to get into that. We're going to introduce some new segments this week. So, Pete, why don't you go ahead and tell Crypt Nation what's going on?
We're going to do a very brief news recap and also the crypto weather report real quick. But then we're going to talk about some smoke and mirrors. Coins that have fallen out of grace from the top 100. And if they really have a chance of survival, maybe ever regaining their former glory. Then after that, we're going to do a quick segment called Hot or Not. We're going to talk about the top 5 gainers in the past week and the top 5 losers of the past week. And then we're going to get into something called Fire Tweets, where Bryce and I each pick one of our favorite things that we saw on Twitter from the past week. It might be crypto-related, it might not. And then finally, we're going to end the segment with something called Scorched Earth. And we're just going to talk about times that we've been burned, because crypto is crazy. And we're no different than you guys are. So we're going to share some stories, but let's get started with the crypto weather report.
So last week, we had the crypto weather report, where we talked about Bitcoin had some, you know, some pretty significant overhead resistance at around 10,500 and 10,800. And, you know, kind of unexpectedly, we bashed through those suckers. Litecoin is still down about 8% on the week. Ethereum is only up 2% on the week. But Bitcoin's seen, I think it's up 14% on the week. So it's still being considered a safe haven asset out of the all of the cryptos, right? So crypto is already super risk on as an asset class. And so it seems like investors are more or less only focusing on purchasing Bitcoin. And there are some other coins that we'll talk about in our hot or not segment. But kind of for the time being, you know, we're looking at another week probably of good gains from Bitcoin. You know, my thinking is, you know, we still have some resistances at 13K, but I mean, shit, after 13K, we're looking at, you know, around 17K, where the next serious truck stop is. So for now, my portfolio is mostly in Bitcoin, as opposed to Litecoin and Ethereum. They just keep dragging. So once the trend in the altcoins against Bitcoin starts to reverse, I'm staying out. That being said, it could be any day. Just nobody really knows when this ever elusive alt season will be upon us. But we're keeping our eyes out. So when we find out, and you know, we will let you guys know. There's some big news coming out of the Bitcoin camp today, that the network has officially reached a new all-time high in hash rate. So this is extremely significant, because a network's hash rate is more or less equivalent with that network's security.
That's right.
Right.
And it's not just a spike in hash rate. Like, we've seen an actual higher spike, but this is a consistent stabilized rate for over the past 2 weeks. We've seen over 70 quintillion hashes per second.
Jeez.
So that's bigger than quadrillion. That's quintillion.
That's quintillion.
Yeah.
This is a hash rate that is now 10% higher than it was in July. So as a little refresher, the hash rate, so the whole Bitcoin system is very dynamic. Mm-hmm. And there's this difficulty adjustment algorithm that targets 10-minute block times. So when miners drop off the network, that means there's less hash rate and it's harder to get to that 10-minute block time.
Yeah.
And so the difficulty adjusts downwards, and the inverse is true. The more miners that come on the network,
the more miners that come on the network, you essentially are getting more hash rate, more competition, and a quicker ability to mine those blocks, so the difficulty adjusts upwards.
Yeah, so essentially what it does is it watches and sees how many hashes are being created, and it says, okay, how many hashes are needed to make a block every 10 minutes? And it adjusts that all the way up. So at some point, you know, there was, you know, 100 hashes a second.
Right, back in the beginning.
Yeah, yes. So, you know, the difficulty was very, very little. They needed to have a lot of incentive for people to even perform this work. But now there's so much involved that we're literally at 71 quintillion hashes per second.
So we're seeing continued difficulty rise, which is a good sign, and continued hash rate and higher prices. So all in all, feeling pretty bullish on Bitcoin. We're taking out some pretty significant technical levels of price resistance, kind of in that 10 and 11,000 area. So I would not be surprised to see all-time highs this year. I mean, I don't think anybody would.
Yeah.
Litecoin today at 3:16 a.m. Pacific completed its halving. So we talk a lot about that in our most recent episode, and we don't want to bog this episode down too much with talking about the halving, since we just had a huge conversation on it with the Litecoin Foundation, which we highly encourage you to check out. The funny thing that we saw was a set, like almost an exact to the T, 7% price rise right as at 3:16. From 3:16 to 3:20, price hit 7% and then came right back down. But
interesting.
Maybe the algos were busy.
Interesting. So the previous halving 4 years ago, the price consistently rose from $1 to $9 before settling back down at $3. And all we saw this time was just a very meager, very brief 7% jump. So it looks like halvings are not as big a deal as people make them out to be.
Yeah, I mean, we did see this whole year, what, it's up 217% or something since the beginning of the year. So yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So, but the biggest story is Bitcoin dominance continues to rise.
Yes.
I think it's over 67% now. Yeah. That's insane. So speaking of dominance, IBM, the only major corporation that has their shit together as far as Bitcoin and blockchain. Well, not even Bitcoin, but as far as blockchain goes.
Yeah, I think Microsoft is doing an all right job.
Well, let's never give them credit no matter what they're doing. But they've launched a new project called Trust Your Supplier, which works along with all their other stuff. But this particular project involves onboarding and identity management. So it takes in all the data needed for invoicing and purchase orders and back-end accounting stuff like ISO certifications, bank accounts, tax certifications, insurance, blah, 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 blah. But early clients...
Important stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Not really crypto, but you know, real-world stuff that matters. Real-world stuff. And real-world companies like Anheuser-Busch, GlaxoSmithKline, Lenovo, Nokia, Vodafone, and more have already joined in. So IBM continues to be a huge leader in pushing blockchain into the real world. So great job to them. And speaking of the real world, what's going on in China?
Yeah, so China, we still got to do a little bit more research on what exactly is going on in China. But there's these trade wars, right, where everybody has this deficit. Trump wants to export more soybeans and agricultural goods to China. China doesn't want to buy them. The president of China is tweeting, we're not going to buy American goods. Trump's tweeting this and that. You know, now the central bank of China is trying to devalue their currency to make it look like they have more exports than they actually do. So it's all just kind of a mess. I know recently we just broke a $7 peg that's historically been there for 11 years between the dollar and the offshore renminbi or something like that.
So, long story short, mommy and daddy are fighting again.
Yes.
Okay.
Now there's protests. I think China's like invading Hong Kong.
Oh man, we don't have to get into that.
Stay tuned, because there's gonna be, this is a big story.
It's only beginning.
It's only beginning.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a big one. But we shouldn't probably spend too much time on
it. Yeah. So this is why blockchain is so important, so you can actually prove what's real and what isn't, especially coming out of China, where no one really knows. So an essay that was going to be part of a presentation at the upcoming Invest Asia 2019 conference
was compiled by Dovey Wan, who's a partner for Primitive Ventures, on the state of crypto in China. So the deal is the law and the enforcement of law are not really the same thing, just like here in the U.S. Bitcoin, however, is considered property and can't be used as cryptocurrency. However, it can be traded OTC, it can be exchanged as stores of value, and the biggest, I don't know if it's the biggest, but a major exchange is just OTC over WeChat. And then there's still a couple huge Chinese exchanges like Huobi and OKX and some others.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are, so since China's devaluing their currency artificially, people are trying to flee, like people who are holding wealth in that currency are trying to get rid of that currency because it's getting hyperinflated, essentially.
Yeah.
And so a good thing to do is put it in Bitcoin.
Oddly enough, they're being moved into Tether.
Yeah.
China is a huge advocate, well, not advocate, but user of Tether.
Right.
They don't care about any of the FUD surrounding it. They don't care if it's real or not because they
people
are...
People believe it's real.
Yeah, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So as far as the Chinese government goes, it really hasn't passed a whole bunch of laws to try and abolish cryptocurrency like some other countries have. Most of the laws that have been passed are in the spirit of trying to protect investors from scams. But you can still mine Bitcoin. You can still move Bitcoin around to some degree. But a lot of the stuff is just done OTC because the government is so draconian that people just try and mind their own business as best as possible.
So Celsius is this really cool platform that allows you to loan your crypto and also take loans out against your crypto. So they've already given out over $2 billion in loans. They have over $300 million under asset management.
Whoa.
They've got 40,000 active wallets. It's kind of the real deal, right? But the Celsius token recently, I think a month and a half ago, was they said that they're not going to allow any U.S. investors to touch it or to interact with it. And there was kind of some murky waters there. But they just announced today that they're going to reopen that can of worms. To Americans. So apparently they got some new guidance from the SEC, and this all seems like a big boon, a positive boon to the industry.
Yeah, and well needed too, because ICOs were blocking Americans left and right, and you know, we're all like, I thought this was supposed to be the land of the free, and you know, people
land of the free by ass
in Uganda are more free than I am right now.
Yeah,
this is crazy, but
we're under financial imprisonment here.
Yeah, so hopefully this is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for U.S. investors here, with Celsius leading the way. Speaking of light at the end of the tunnel, for security reasons,
okay,
Bitcoin is proposing a new feature.
Not Bitcoin, a Bitcoin core developer.
Yes, a Bitcoin core developer is proposing a feature to actual Bitcoin, though. Potentially one of the biggest changes ever into Bitcoin's code, which would allow you to not just have a Bitcoin wallet, but a Bitcoin vault.
Aha, so let's define the difference
between
a wallet and this new vault.
Yeah, so the vault is a time-locked wallet where any outgoing spent transactions would not confirm for a certain amount of time, and you would actually have a chance as the wallet owner to go back and reverse that transaction with a specific vault. So if I don't want to have any of my Bitcoin spent for the next 10 years, I can put some kind of limiter on there. So if someone hacks my wallet private key and tries to clean it out, that transaction won't confirm and I have a chance to actually get my money back if this takes place before the 10-year mark.
Wow. So there's a new way to lock down your offline storage.
But I think we should just jump in to our hot or not segment. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Hot or not. The hottest coins in the last 7 days are Bitcoin up 14%, energy up 19%, MadeSafe coin, believe it or not, up 18%.
MadeSafe?
Yeah, still alive.
I haven't heard that name in years.
Especially next to up in the same sentence. Platin coin up 17%, Educare up 16%, and Ren up 16%. Both Educare and Ren are fairly new to the top 100, but continue their climb upwards. However, we see a lot of coins that are very far down, and for a few different reasons. Function X is down 25%. Nexo is down 27% after the deadline has passed to hold Nexo tokens on their platform to be eligible for a dividend. Once that snapshot was taken, it dumped pretty hard. But the dividend is over $2.5 million for this past half, so not bad. Solve is down 29%. Ouch. Fusion's down 34%. Ouch. U-Network down 41% as the worst performing coin in the top 300. Ouch. And as Bryce mentioned in the Crypto Weather Report, Litecoin is down after the halving at 8.5%.
So, you know, for these hot or not coins, you know, past performance is obviously not indicative of future returns. And, you know, more or less, coins that are super hot this week might be the coldest next week, you know, and coins that are super oversold this week might be hot next week. But we just want to let you guys know what's trending and in what direction out of the top 300 coins. So you could always stay tuned here to get to know what's hot and what's not. But, you know, I think we should jump in real quick to our fire tweets of the week. Yeah, I saw a great tweet. You guys are going to love this one. So one of my new favorite tweeters, if you will, is this guy named Rhythm Trader, at Rhythm Trader. The guy comes out with flame tweet after flame tweet. This one today, or this week, I should say, his tweet says, Wells Fargo, created accounts without telling users. JP Morgan, mortgage and foreclosure fraud. Citigroup, manipulated exchange markets. Bank of America, laundering cartel money. They warn that Bitcoin is used by criminals, but it's actually our best tool against them. So that's a pretty powerful statement. So basically he goes through, and he does this often, where he'll find all these different stats for the banks basically breaking the law, whether it's laundering money or whether it's you know, manipulating a certain market. And they'll be like, oh, Wells Fargo was fined X billions of dollars in the last year, and they're the ones telling us that crypto's a fraud and that crypto's illegal and da-da-da-da-da. So, so yeah, that was my favorite tweet of the week, just because he always just harps on the freaking bankers, man.
Yeah, open your eyes, people. Our institutions are our enemies. There was another interesting tweet by a guy named Hormetic, H-O-R-M-E-T-I-K. His name is Matthias Page. And he says, the worst drug is not sugar, coffee, Netflix, alcohol, junk food, online drama, not even politics and ideology. The worst drug is comfort. And this really resonates with me because I really believe that comfort is death. It's something I say very often, and that is because there are two states of existence, growth and decay. If you're not growing, you are literally dying, physically, mentally, spiritually, in every way. You always need to be pushing yourself. So I completely agree. And once you're comfortable, like, you subconsciously cling to that and you don't want to move. You don't want to get out of bed. So whether that's literally doing drugs and being comfortably numb or smoking weed or relaxing or sleeping, whatever it is.
Push yourself.
Right? Yeah, push yourself. I mean, no one loves sleep more than me. I guarantee it. I love getting 10 to 12 hours of sleep a night. But if I'm really motivated in life, I'm getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep. Bryce wakes me up every day when it's time to start working 5 minutes later. And it's better. Like, life is better that way. So break your comfort zone.
That is some freaking fire, Pizza Mind. I mean, I love that, you know, it doesn't always have to be about crypto. It's got to be about making yourself a better person. I respect that, man, because that's what being a crusader of Crypt Nation is all about. It's about making yourself better. It's about making the people around you better. It's about improving upon the status quo, right? And the status quo is comfort, right? Yeah. It's a drug. Saying things are how they are, and that's just how they'll always be. It's the worst possible mentality. So, dude, I just want to thank you for bringing that tweet up. That was freaking fire. So this next little segment we are calling Smoke and Mirrors. Again, you probably caught the theme. Everything is related to fire here.
We're in California. Everything is on fire in the summer here.
So Smoke and Mirrors is kind of this idea that there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in the crypto space. People are trying to, you know, be smarter or act smarter and put forth this great white paper with all these fancy schmancy words.
Or they're just pumping and dumping.
Exactly. And so we're going to have discussions each week around coins that, you know, Pizza Mind might think is a smoke and a mirror and I might think it's good, or vice versa. It's time to get some debates going on. So this week, we're talking about Genesis Vision Token. And Pizza, why don't you go ahead and tell the good people of Crypt Nation what's going on?
Genesis Vision is this really cool retail trading platform where just about anyone can sign up to be a fund manager. And based on their performance, other people can buy into their funds with this GVT token. There's only 4 million tokens. It got into the top 100. I think the high was like in $30 a token or something like that. It's now trading around the $3, $4 mark. They actually have a really good team. They're very responsive on Telegram, very good community. They actually delivered a working product, wow, which they didn't just abandon. They continue to improve it and make it better. And it's a real interesting potential way for people to make a fund and share it with their friends and family if they're not a licensed fund manager. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Interesting. So yeah, I downloaded the app. I poked around, kind of confusing. But basically the idea here is that you can copy trades of other people. So like Pizza Mind said, you want to make your fund. Say I'm Bryce, the fund manager, and I make this account. I put money into it. But then, you know, if little Joe Schmo from wherever wants to go download the app, he could copy exactly what trades I'm making trade for trade. So this just to me, I just think it's a terrible idea. You know, like trusting your money with, I mean, you can see what their performance has been in the past, but you're trusting your money and your stop losses and everything with what this other guy is deciding is good. I don't know. Something about it makes me feel not so good. You're not really making your own decisions. You're just, I mean, it's like a mutual fund, but it's like this insane, you know, it's going to get shut down, I feel like. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem like a viable thing. I think it's smoke and mirrors, man.
Because it's Russian-based, anything goes. So, I mean, you could say that that's scary in itself, but also it's the one thing that's going to be free from SEC control. Because Russia doesn't give a damn.
But so you're telling me that you'd rather, you know, click copy this random guy who has a random name, and click copy and put in $2,000. What if this guy gets liquidated? You get liquidated on, like, you have no control. You relinquish all control. To me, that sounds like not so cool.
That's a fair point. But you can also just hold these tokens for speculative purposes and figure that with all the retarded gamblers in the world out there, and people who don't know how to trade, this is actually a very useful tool for them for one reason or another. And the just holding the GVT token has to go up in value over time. There's only 4 million of them in existence. Any new retail people coming into the market looking for something that's going to rise is going to look at this and say, hey, this is a really scarce asset with a working platform. That is pretty rare in crypto.
Yeah, circulating supply of 4 million's pretty small, but remember all the tokens can be, you know, divisible down to the eighth decimal point. So I don't really think that matters as much. But that being said, you know, we'll see. We'll report back in a couple weeks, see how Genesis Vision did. Is it going to be better than Bitcoin? I don't think so.
Can we give them a couple years instead? The point, I guess, is, you know, one thing that we can agree on is there is an existing working platform somewhere in the 200s and 300s that can be found. Yeah. That's something different in crypto that never happened before.
That's categorically a false statement. There's plenty of platforms in the top 300 that have working products. Like we just talked about Nexo. We just downloaded the app.
They're in the top 100 now.
Yeah, they're in the top 100, right? You have MCO. You have, you know, Bitcoin and Ethereum, right? Those are platforms. You have, plenty and plenty of working products.
Are you trying to argue that GVT is not special?
Yes. Do you have a bag of GVT?
Maybe.
God damn it. So Scorched Earth is a segment that we are going to be introducing today for the first time, and you get to hear all of our horror stories from our many years in cryptocurrency. it's just like crazy to think about how many times we've been screwed over.
Yeah, and that's going to come no matter how much of an expert you are. You kind of really need to put shrink into your portfolio because there's going to be some losses no matter what.
Yes, a shrink, for those of you who don't know, is a psychologist who can help you with your... No, not that kind of shrink.
Not that kind of shrink. The shrink in...
Shrinkage?
No. In production terms, it's when you just have like a lost or stolen items or, you know, just... A sunk cost, if you will.
Okay, sunk cost, yes. So, you know, there's been time. I guess I'll start us off with my horror story of the week. It happened to me a couple years ago, but there was this platform or this white paper at the time, and it was about a decentralized hedge fund, and it was called Monkey Capital. You know, there was this character that was... The CEO of this hedge fund and talking about how, you know, valuable these tokens are and you're going to be able to get dividends. And nobody knew. So everybody was throwing in a couple Bitcoin. At the time, you know, Bitcoin was only worth $2,500. And so it really hurt when all those investments went to $0 and then Bitcoin goes to $20,000. And you're like, oh, okay, so that was, you know, a $5,000 loss at the time. But now, if I just held on to those two Bitcoin, it would have been $40,000. So I felt like I got pretty freaking scorched on that side of the deal. The point of Scorched Earth is just to give you guys some words of wisdom. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is. If you have a very eccentric CEO in the Telegram group saying that this coin is going to be worth way more than Bitcoin, gives you all these fancy spreadsheets that you can't understand, talking about the projected market cap of all these things, chances are there's a lot of hot air. So, you know, we want to keep you guys safe. We don't want you guys to get suckered into the same things that we've had to go through in the past. It's just not cool. So that's our Scorched Earth story for the day. Next week, Pizza Mind is going to tell you probably the craziest story I've ever heard in crypto, but you guys could be the decision makers on that one. I don't know if it physically hurt as much as me, but it's much more outlandish. Mine was just a classic ICO, got freaking dumped on. All right, everybody, that does it for us. That was episode 2 of The Weekly Fire. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Crypto101Pod and join our Facebook community. Just go to that search bar, type Crypto101, and flick that follow button. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.